Mikdash, there's a famous Tosfos that the Bach refers you to on Kuf Chav Gimel and Beis. The story starts over here. The Gemara says that the Gemara quoted a Braisa Tan Rabbanan, Tosefta, that there's a Machlekes Hatanaim regarding Mechabed and Merabeitz. And then the Gemara, whether it's Osam on Shabbos or not. Three opinions, Osam on Torah, or it's awesome with the Rabbanon. And then the Gemara says, V'hidon v'sfir lan k'Reb Shimon. Everything goes. Everything is mutter. It's a double chain of miskabit. So we discussed yesterday, how can it be that there's one Tana holds it's an Issa derais and one Tana holds mutter? Okay. Tosfos and the Ramban discussed it. Then the Gemara quotes, Amei Mashari Zilcha b'Malchuzah. In the city Malchuzah, he permitted the people to do merabits, to sprinkle water on the floor when there was a lot of dust, even though there is a possibility, even though there may have been a concern that the water will get the dust to flow into the cracks in the ground, and that may cause a guma to be filled up, and to fill up a guma, mimashul gumas is a malocha bona. So a meimer permitted it. Why is it permissible? Omar, so he explained as follows: Time my Omar Rabbanu the Moslah Shvi Gumis. It's Dovish Enim is covered. May or may not cause Shvi Gumis. Hach Leka Gumis. Why is Leka Gumis? What was different in Machuza? So Rashi writes that the whole city had floors. Ritzbus Abanim Hoisa Bechol Hoir. How does Rashi know that it was Bechol Hoir? Ritzbus Abanim Hoisa in that home. How does he know Bechol Hoir? So that's what Tosis explains, because there is a Gemara earlier. So the Gemara says he make a gzera de rabbana on this apartment or to the other apartment. So where's that Gemara? Choftes? What does Rabbi Kivege tell you to look? Choftes on the base. The Gemara says you ask one home, even though it has a tile floor, you ask that home or to the other homes. So why is Amnema Mater everything? The answer is, if the whole city has, no one has any dirt floors. So you don't make exera one city after the other city. You only make exera one home after the other home. That's the top tesis on Chof Tesan and Beis. Exera Elisa de Shisha, after Elisa de Alma. I think Mar says, Dav Sadeke, you're not guys there. Tesis says, you're not guys there one city after the other city, but you guys there. Hasam ein ligzam achuzo atu shara yoros, avu biyarachas gazwin aliyazu atu aliyacheres. So that's what prompted Rashi, that's what motivated Rashi to learn Pshat over here, that all of the homes, Ritzav Sabonis and Bechol here, the whole city, all of the homes had a flora. So the kids, so what do you see from the Gemara? That if you have a tiled floor, or you have a stone floor, Ritzav Sabonis, a stone floor, then there's no Issa Deraisa here, then there's no din of Dov Sheni Miskavin Osir, or if you hold this worse than Dov Sheni Miskavin. The first Tana holds that it's an Issa deraisa, and Tosfos said that Dovashen Miskaven usually is only an Issa derabbanan on Shabbos. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Dovashen Miskaven is an Issa deraisa and called a Tarukula, but they had the Girsan Yuma on Daf Lamed Dalet, that's what they quoted, that Dovashen Miskaven on Shabbos is only derabbanan because of the lack of Melech Malshevis. So the worst it can be is that you're dealing with an Issa derabbanan. Okay. So, Luchara, the worst it can be is an Issa derabbanan. How come Tana Kam says it's an Issa deraisa? The Tosfos said maybe the Tanna Kama holds that it's a psikration. The other Tanna disagree. They hold it's not a psikration. The Ramban found that very difficult. The Machlekes and Mishnah. So he said no. Tanna Kama holds that just to sweep the floor itself is already a nisa bona. Okay. So more machmer bona. Even if it doesn't accomplish hashvui gumis, it's also tikkun akarka. It's also a nisa rabona. Fine. So the Gemara says that iser is only if you have a dirt floor. But if you have a stone floor, then the worst you can have is an Issa derabbanan, because there is this home or to another home in the same city. So Tosfos is bothered with a kasha. Tosfos dimamascha shori zilcha b'machuzah. If you make a gzera one apartment or to another apartment, but irachas or to iracheres, you don't make a gzera, that's Tosfos and Daf Koftes. So they're bothered with a kasha that the Mishnah says in Tomid Nishcha, kemaseh b'chol kach maseh b'shabbos, that a Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, the third Pesach holy is B'Shabbos, so we know the din is that it's Deicha Shabbos. You do everything on Shabbos the same as you do on the weekdays. There's one different Shakarim, Adichim Sazara, Shalom Betzon Chachamim, that the Kohanim used to wash the floors in the Beis HaMikdash with water, and it was an Issa de Rabbanon, and the Chachamim were unhappy about it, and the Kohanim didn't listen to the Rabbanon. The Balabatim never listened to Rabbanon. So the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash weren't any different. So they also didn't listen to Rabbanon. They used to wash the floor with water, Shelo Bitzan Chachamim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Shelo Bitzan Chachamim? The Gemara says, Shelo Bitzan Reb Lezer. The Rabbanon, the Gemara explains there, Msochem Dav Samachay. That's a Mishnah Dav Samach Dala. So the Gemara explains on Dav Samachay. What do you mean Shelo Bitzan Chacham? Who was opposed to it? So the Gemara says, there's a machlekes in this Tosefta and Ardav. Reb Lezer and Chachamim, Reb Lezer holds that washing the floor, merabetz is an Issa Derais, and Chacham holds that it's only an Issa Derabbanon. So if you would assume that the din is like the Chachamim Reb Lezer, so the worst you're dealing with is an Issa Derabbanon, so then the din should be Ein Shavuz Bamikdash. So Ein Shavuz Bamikdash should be Mutter. So why does it say, well, Shalor Bitzon Chacham should be Mutter? The answer is, it's Alib the Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds that it's an Issa Derais, and Issa Derais is nothing to negotiate about. There's nothing to finagle about here to say Ein Shavuz Bamikdash. It can't be Matar Melacha Derais. Akrobus HaKarbonus is Decha Shabbos, but washing the floor is not a Korban Shizmana Kavua. So that's why the Gemara says that it was Shalor Bitzon Chacham. So Tosfos is bothered with a kasha, but the Beis HaMikdash had a stone floor. It had stones on the floor. It's Merutzah Bavonim. The Gemara says over here, so the answer is the Beis HaMikdash had a stone floor, but the other homes in Yerushalayim didn't have a stone floor. So you should asa this. It's also to wash the floor in the Beis HaMikdash, midirabbanon, or to the other floors. The other floors in Yerushalayim, the other homes in Yerushalayim didn't have a stone floor. So Tosfos says, no, if you're only dealing with an Issa derabbanon. So the Gemara said, if you would hold like the Chachamim derablazer, that the whole Issa of Merabbeitz is only midirabbanon, then you would be matar in the Migdush. And Shavuz Bamigdush, even if you hold like Rab Lezer, that you're dealing with an Issa deraisa, if it's a dirt floor, but the Beis HaMikdash was a stone floor. So the whole Issa only is, you're not allowed to wash the floor in the Beis HaMikdash, otu, not that you're not allowed to wash the floor in a dirt floor. So it's right only derabbanon. So it's only derabbanon. And Shavuz Bamigdush. So why does it say that a Shalom Bitzon Chacham? That's Tosfos Kash. Why does it say that a Shalom Bitzon Chacham? So Tosfos answers, Inami, they give the second answer that the Bach refers you to the Tosfos on Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. What does Marsan Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis? We discussed part of it yesterday, that in the days of Nehemiah ben Hakalia, they introduced additional prohibitions. Sounds like before the days, that's six lines from the bottom. The Ben Nehemiah ben Hakalia, Nishnas Mishnah Zu. They quote a pasuk from Nehemiah, chapter Yud Gimel. They were squeezing out the wine. They were squeezing out wine and olives and malacha deraisa. They were carrying things in the streets. They were mamish in violation of the prohibitions of Shabbos. In order to mechazik the laws of Shabbos, so Nehemiah ben Hakalia introduced a lot of gzeiros. So some of the gzeiros on the gelin yonein, and some of the gzeiros on kuf chav gimel are that you're not allowed to handle klisha malachta liyisr, you're not allowed to handle even a klisha malachta laheta. The Gemara says, as the generations went on, hitiru v'chazvi hitiru chazvi hitiru. As the generations went on and the people became more observant because of these gzeiros derabbanan, so it wasn't necessarily to keep up all of the gzeiros. So by klisha malachta laheta, they introduced hitiru v'chazvi hitiru v'chazvi hitiru, three heterah. By klish malach talis, it's only hitiru v'chazir hitiru. They introduced two kulas over the generation. They didn't find it necessary to introduce three heteru. So by klish malach talaheta, you have hitiru v'chazir hitiru v'chazir hitiru. There were three heteru. What are the three? Letzor gufa, letzor mekoma, mecham letzel. It's been permissible to me metal to klish malach talaheta. But shelo letzor klal, you're not allowed to. That's the simple mashmos of the Gemara. That's what the Ran points out there. B'shem Rambam, kuf chav gimel amud beis. And klish malach talisir, a screwdriver and a hammer, they only introduced two heter. So gufa letzorach mekoma. So gufa, if you have to open up a jar of pickles, so you can use the hammer or the screwdriver. And letzorach mekoma, they forgot to set the table before Shabbos. They ate out. They ate by someone else. Then they come on Shabbos morning, they want to eat, and they have the screwdriver and the hammer on the table. So that's letzorach mekoma. You don't want to have it over here in the middle of the table. So you're allowed to take it away and put it in the other room. So the Gemara says that in the Beis HaMikdash they had the Shulchan, and they used to put the Lechem Aponim, they used to bake Lechem Aponim on Friday and place it on the Shulchan on Shabbos, remove the old Lechem Aponim that was placed on last week. Lechem Aponim sat on the Shulchan for a whole week. It was baked on Friday and it was placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos, then they would take it off the next Shabbos and they had to eat it Yom Balailo. It's like a Korban Kotche Kotchen, that is man of the Kotche Kotchen, a Chatos, an Osham, a mincha. You can only eat it yom v'layla. Midrabban yom v'layla at chatzos. They had to finish by midnight eating all the lechem apon. So the lechem apon was six and six, two piles, each one was six. So if you would leave them one on top of the other, they would ruin each other. It was a nest that it didn't get stale, but you're not supposed to push your luck. You're not supposed to be samech al hanes. So the halacha required that there should be a ksos hanosa. There were shelves. So that the bottom lechem aponim was on the shulchan mamish, on the surface of the shulchan. And then the five that were on top of the bottom one, on each side, there were six and six, added up to 12. So the five on top were held up by shelves. So on Shabbos, when they took off the old lechem aponim to put on the new lechem aponim, it appears from the Gemara that it wasn't possible by us. You have shelves, you take things off, put things on, you have to take off the shelves. What's the problem? But somehow the nature of the shelves was such, on top of the shulchan, that's the way it was made. I guess it had to be made like that. I don't know, that it was impossible to take off the old lechem aponim, put on the two new ones, unless you're going to take off the whole shelf and put it back together. So there's no dinah that ain't binya bekelim. There's no Isra binya bekelim, because it's a klishel prokim. You don't have to be a mechanic. You don't have to be an engineer to know how to take it off and put it back together again. A six-year-old child can do it also. It's like a convertible sofa. It's not a big deal. But nonetheless, true ain't binya bekelim, but it's an Isra of tiltal klishel malach dalahetu shalol l'sarach klal. Why is it shalol l'sarach klal? But you have to take off the old lachem aponim and put on the new lachem aponim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you could have avoided it. On Erev Shabbos, you're not pushing your luck. You're not being samech on such a netz. Since it's possible on Erev Shabbos to take off the shelves and to have the six lechem aponim before the lich bench, you put on the six lechem aponim sitting on top of each other, and then on Shabbos you have to take them off and you put on the new six lechem aponim. So in 24 hours it's not going to get so spoiled, not going to get so stale, it's not going to crush each other, nothing's going to happen. To leave it a whole week like that without the snifim, without the ksos hanosach, the shelves, that's not right. But just to leave it for less than 24 hours is nishkefelach. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara, often like the Rambam, that klisha malach talaheta, the shelves on the table, is klisha malach talaheta, a table. So klisha malach talaheta, you're not permitted to move shalot tzorach klal. So this is considered, why is this shalot tzorach klal? Because you could have avoided it. But lemaisa now, it's on the lechem aponim, is on the shelves on the table, on the shulchan. So the Gemara considers that shalol etzorach klal. So there was no heter. So there was no heter. So Tosfos asks the kasha, but Gival, the whole thing is only the Rabbanon to begin with. What are you dealing with over here? You're dealing with the Nisa de Rabbanon, that in the days of David HaMelech it seems it didn't exist. The days of David HaMelech they just had the Yisra of Muktzah we had. And the days of Nehemiah Mechakalia, they added on this additional prohibition of Tiltul Kalim, Tiltul Klishmalach Talaheter, Tiltul Klishmalach Talisa. So the whole Isa that you're dealing with is only the Rabbanon Tiltul Kalim, so why don't you apply the Klal of Ein Shavuos B'Migdash? So stuff the Gemarim Ein Shavuos B'Migdash is the Gemarim Psochem Adav Samachay. The Gemara says Shalom B'Tzon Chachamim has to be Shalom B'Tzon Rab Leizer. It can't be Shalom B'Tzon Chachamim the Rab Leizer, because Chachamim the Rab Leizer say the whole prohibition is only the Rabbanon Ein Shavuos B'Migdash. So if you say there in Psochem Adav Samachay Ein Shavuos B'Migdash, why don't you say over here Ein Shavuos B'Migdash? That's Tosfos Kasha. The Tosfos says, "Afgab dein shvuas b'migdash." So the Bach tells you, "Look at our Tosfos." Yeah, our Tosfos quotes it. Our Tosfos didn't institute the klal. Our Tosfos quotes the klal from the Gemara Mesochim. He refers to that Tosfos because the teretz of the Tosfos there is the same as the teretz of the Tosfos by us. The aleph of the Bach they put in the kasha of the Tosfos. Ein shvuas b'migdash is missing a parenthesis. You should say Pesachim daf samachay. That's the marmokim that belongs there. So Tosfos gives a teretz, kama shvusim ashkecham b'migdash. You find a lot of times there is a shvus b'migdash. So one of them is over here, that the Sida Kanim on the shulchan for the purpose of resting the lechem upon him, that you're not allowed to be metaltal. That's considered tiltal klisha malach talaheter shalol tzorach klal. So that's what the Tosfos says by us as well. They say, it depends. So what's the klal? When do you apply Ein Shavuos B'Migdash? When not? So one part of the klal, that says in the Gemara Pesachim already. One part of the klal is you only say, so if you write with your left hand, there's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So I have to write something very important. I have to write I meet a nice girl and I want to write down a phone number on Shabbos. I'm afraid I'm going to forget it. So I'll run into the Beis HaMikdash, I'll take a pen, I'll write with my left hand. Ein Shavuos B'Migdash. No, Ein Shavuos B'Migdash is only the Sarach HaKrovas HaKorbanas. Only the tzorach, and it has to be really the tzorach. Here the lechem aponim is also a korban. Lechem Aponim is also a korban. There's no malacha involved. You're not allowed to bake the lechem aponim on Shabbos. That's an isa deraisa. But if there would be some isa derabanan involved, you would be allowed to do it for the purpose of the lechem aponim. But since you could have done it on the Erev Shabbos, so you say ein shvuz ba migdush over here. So ein shvuz ba migdush is number one. It only applies if it's letzorech hakrovas hakarbonis. If it's lo letzorech, and you have to have a real tzorech. If it's not such a major tzorech, not like over here, take off the kanim from the shulchan. And have the lechem aponim sitting, all six on top of each other. Then, so it's less than 24 hours. They won't die, they won't crush each other, they won't get ruined. And then you put on the new lechem aponim on Shabbos morning. And then after havdalah, so you put in the kanim again. So you say each lechem aponim, each set of lechem aponim, the old set, the new set, won't be sitting so long. Each one will be sitting for 12 hours, or so, without the kanim. So there's no tzorech hakarbonis. If there's no tzorech, then you don't apply the klal of ein shvuz ba migdash. That's what the Taisus seems to say here on Kuf Chav Gimel on the base. Only when there's real tzorech hakarbonis, then you say ein shvuz ba migdash. If not such a major tzorech, then you don't say ein shvuz ba migdash. And that's what the Gemara says himself. Only if you have a tzorech hakarbonis. But the Taisus by Yos Tzadikim at Aleph is talking. Apparently, there is a tzorech over here. They're going to walk. They're going to shecht thousands and thousands, maybe millions of karbonis Pesach. And there are Pesach. You're going to shecht many, many corners. The whole place is going to be full of blood. This is going to be a bloody mess over there in the Beis Hamikdash. It's going to be terrible. Everyone's going to be walking around knee high in blood. So he used to wash the floor. So it's not really so much Letzorech HaKarbonis, but it's Letzorech. You can't have the Beis Hamikdash such a sloppy mess when you bring Karbonis. That's also considered Letzorech HaKarbonis. That's what you see from the Gemara. The Gemara says, if the din would have been like the Chachamim in this Tosef, that it's only Mishum Shvus to wash the floors, Hamarabbat is only the Rabbanon, so then they would have allowed it because Ein Shvus Ba Migdash. That's also called a Tzorech HaKarbonis, that the Karbonis shouldn't cause that the whole Beis HaMigdash should look like a pigsty. That'll be knee high and knee deep in dam. So that is Tzorech HaKarbonis. But if the din would have been like Rav Lezer, that it's an Isa Deraisa to wash the floor if it's a dirt floor, and if it's a merutza bavonim, it's a derabanon, or to the other floors in the city which are not merutza bavonim. So that is a derabanon. That's more chomer than this is a derabanon. If you all like the chachamim, the Rav Lezer, the Tosefta, the chachamim amechazer achazen elam mishum shvus, so that's an isa derabanon kal. If you all like Rav Lezer, that it's you're dealing with an isa deraisa, but if it's merutza bavonim, then it's mutam and ater. But the isa derabanon is this bias or to that bias, so that's a more serious isa derabanon. We have two klolim, what Taisus said. The Bach refers you back and forth from this Taisus to that Taisus, from that Taisus to this Taisus. Hatzad HaShavu, they both Taisus and say that sometimes Yeshvuz by something, sometimes Enshvuz by Migdosh. But the two different klolim, what Taisus says. The klal that Taisus says later on Kuf Chav Gimel, that's really in the Gemara. That's no bear from the Gemara. Misochem Daf Samachay. The Gemara says the only time you say Enshvuz by Migdosh is if it's Litzorech HaKarbonis. If there's no Tzorech HaKarbonis. If the tzorech hashidach, some other purpose, it's not the tzorech hakabonis, then you don't say yen shvuz ba migdash. And it has to be a tzorech gadol. If it's only a tzorech katan, then there would be a shvuz ba migdash. And that Taisus says another word. Even if you do have a tzorech gadol, just like you're not mater in isa deraisa, only a shvuz derabanan, so you're not mater all derabanan, only a derabanan kal, and not a derabanan chomer. That's what they say. So according to Rab Lezer, you're dealing with an isa derabanan chomer. Abol derabanan, la chomer hay shvuz. It's an Isa Derabbanan Kal, so that's why you say Ein Shvuz Ba Migdosh. This din of Ein Shvuz Ba Migdosh only applies to Shvusim on Shabbos. Here, the Gemara in Pesachim that Taisus quotes is talking about a Shvus on Shabbos. And the Taisus later, Kuf Chav Gimel, also talking about, Kuf Chav Gimel Beis, also talking about a Shvus on Shabbos. Then there's a Taisus later about the Taisus in Erevin, the Taisus later about Kuf Chavova Mer Aleph. There's another Taisus, does Rebbe Kivegim it sign Kuf Chavova Mer Aleph? There's a Taisus Kuf Chavova Mer Aleph about Binyan Aroi. Oil Aroi is an Isa de Rabbanon. So the Gemara says sometimes in the Beis Hamikdash there is an Isa. Sometimes there is an Isa de Rabbanon. Oil Aroi sometimes also in the Rabbanon Beis Hamikdash. Again, it depends how chomer the Isa de Rabbanon is. Yeah. So again, these are all shvusim in Hilchas Shabbos. What about other isurim derabbanan? Not in Hilchas Shabbos. You also say in Shvus Ba Migdosh. I don't think in the Gemara there's a raya one way or the other, but in Shulchan Aruch they quote there is a on that famous Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph that Tosis keeps on referring you to. The Tosis on Tzadikim and Aleph Hamachabed, the second Tosis on the top, quotes that Gemara. So that Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol had to go to mikveh 5 times on Yom Kippur because he had to switch. He did the avodah in 5 units. And every time you're about to do avodah, every time you're about to put on big dekuna, you have to be toivel in the mikveh. Tefillah is like a ger hamizgayer, has to be toivel in the mikveh. And when they chose the kohanim, when they chose the levim, so the psukim say, when they were mekadosh them b'kedushas kuna for the first time in the history of the world, when a kohen is married and his wife has a baby, so the baby is born, he's naturally a kohen. You don't have to make him into a kohen. He's born a kohen. But when you have a person, you're making him into a coin. How you make someone into a coin? The first time in the history of the world when they made Aaron into a coin. It says in Chumash, they all had to go to the mikvah like a ger habola his gar. You're being moisiv kedusha. You're giving him kedushas yisrael. And here the person was Jewish. Aaron and Bonav were Jewish, but we were endowed with them with kedushas kuna. And then in Parshas Nasa, when they had the bechiras alevim, so they were endowed with kedushas leviya. The Pashta says that there is such an institution as kedushas leviya. The Meshech Chachma writes in his Sefer Chumash, there's no such thing as Kedushas Levi. There's a Sefer Kedushas Levi, but Levi is Levi Dishma. So he denies there's only Shevet Levi. Says he denies the whole thing. There's no Kedushas Levi. The Pashtus and Halacha is that there are two dinim. There's Kedushas Levi and there's Shevet Levi. They're two different dinim. Sometimes you have a person who belongs to Shevet Levi and he doesn't have Kedushas Levi. That's a coin who's a cholol. So there's a Gemara in the end of Chorus where Taisus shows from the Gemara that a coin who's a cholol doesn't have Kedushas Kuna and he doesn't have Kedushas Levi either. But Shevet Levi he is. The Prima Godim writes Lalocha, Shevet Levi he is. And then normally you have a person who's a Levi has Kedushas Levi. Normally a person who's a Levi has Kedushas Levi. And once in a long while, you have by the case of the Cholo, you have a person who's Shevet Levi, but he doesn't have Kedushas Levi. So the Pashtus is, there is an institution of Kedushas Levi. So when you choose, when they had the Bechiras Aleim for the first time in the history of the world, so the pasuk says that to be toivel in the mikvah. That's like a ger habola his gar. You're endowing the nochri with kedushas Yisrael, and here they endowed the levim with kedushas leviya, and there they endowed the kohan with kedushas kohen. So there's another din bizman we discussed last week. Bizman shebigdei malein kunasim alein mei migdei malein men kunasim alein. When a kohen puts on the big dekuna, then he gets a deeper kedushas kohen. He had a kedushas kohen shebigvulin. And he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't all of a sudden change to become a Kedushas Kunash of HaMikdash, still he puts on the Big Dekuna. So when he's going to put on the Big Dekuna, that's going to give him a deeper Kedushas Kunash. So the Halacha requires that he has to go to Mikveh in advance. It's not exactly the same as the first time they were Becher in the Kohanim. The first time that he was given, they were given Kedushas Kunash and it lasted Lyonavod. This is only a temporary Kedushas Kunash. The minute he's going to take off the Big Dekuna, it's going to be Yos Kedushas Kunash. So I'm pretty sure the halacha is that the tefillah in the mikveh is not leikuvah. Let's say a kohen came into the Beis HaMikdash on a Monday morning and he puts on big dekuna. He's not tomei. If the kohen is tomei, he can't do avodah. He's not going to help. He's going to go to the mikveh today. You need harashemesh. He can't walk in tful yom. He can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash and do avodah. He'll passel the avodah. So talking the kohen is tohar. He's not a kohen tomei. He'll go in and do the avodah without being tevil in the mikveh. So I think the halacha is that it will be kosh. I think it's beferish in the Gemara, the Mishnah said it will be kosh. What's the whole din lechatchila? I think it's a discussion in the Gemara. Is it a lechatchila derais or lechatchila derabbana? What's the whole din? But the din is only lechatchila along the lines of gerus, just like a ger habol is gair. And the first time they made kedushas kuna, kedushas leviya, they had to be toivel in the mikveh. So that's the din lederus like that. Maybe a din derabbana that any kohen is about to put on big dekuna has to be toivel in the mikveh. So the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur puts on big dekuna 5 times because he does the avodah the big dezov, then the big. Big day lovin, then big day zov, big day lovin, then big day zov. He switches off back and forth. So he has to be toivel in the mikveh, and then the din is every time you put on or take off big day kuna, you have to do kiddush daim raglayim. So he puts on, takes off 10 times. So he has to do 10 times kiddush daim raglayim. So the Mishnah says in Yuma that when the kohen gadol would be toivel in the mikveh, it's enough to catch pneumonia. It's chilly water. The water was cold. So if he can take it, so good. The Mishnah says, what if he's an old, feeble kohen, and you're afraid, very frail, you're afraid he's going to catch a cold? So then they would warm up the water. So the Gemara discussed, how do you warm up the water? We have easy ways of warming up water. In the days of the Tanaim, it was a whole complicated asik. So that's what the Tesis goes on that Gemara. It's to throw in burning hot, ashoshia shal barzel. They had metal that was on a fire from Erev Yom Kippur, burning hot piece of metal, then they would take the metal and throw it into the water, and the burning hot metal would cause the water to get lukewarm a little bit, so the kangaroo would be toivel in it. So the Gemara says, why isn't that an issue of mitzaret? If you take burning hot metal, you throw it into ice cold water, so this has an effect on the metal. So that's a whole discussion. Rashi and Tosis have the two girsas. What was the Gemara's answer? That's the Gemara in Yuma, Lamed Aleph, that Tosis keeps on quoting. The day girsa was that Adav Sheinim is Kavein is only Osama de Rabbanon on Yom Kippur, and you say that Ein Shavuos B'Migdash. There's Ein Shavuos B'Migdash that the Kangodl should be able to be toivel in a warm mikveh because we're afraid he's going to get sick. Okay. Again, it's not the tefillah, the warming up of the water is not really to lead up to the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. He can bring the Karbonis, just afraid that he's going to get sick because of the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. We're afraid the old man, the Kangodl, is going to get pneumonia because of the fact that he's doing avodah, like washing the floor. And the Beis HaMikdash and Erev Pesach, it's not really Letzorach HaKarbonis. Not really for the tzorach habanis, it's letzorach that people shouldn't say the Beis HaMikdash is a sloppy mess because of the karbonis. You also shouldn't say that the Kangodl got sick, he got pneumonia because of the avodas Yom Kippur. So Gemara said that's also called Ein Shavuos B'Migdash. So Taisa's gears in the Gemara was that what's the Ein Shavuos B'Migdash? That Adov Sheinim is Kabin, is Osir on Shabbos, is only Medir Rabbanon. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Adov Sheinim is Kabin is usually Osir in Atayra, here it's only Osir Rabbanon, Ben Shuiz Bamigdash. That was Taisa's Girs. Rashi had a different Girs that it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that at all. Rashi's Girs in the Gemara was that when do you say Adov Sheinim is Kabin is Osir, that's only on Anisa Deraisa. And Anisa Derabbanon, Adov Sheinim is Kabin is Mutter. So it doesn't say a word about Ben Shuiz Bamigdash. And it never says that Adav Sheinim is Kavan Rabbi Yehuda is only awesome the Rabbanon on Shabbos. So Rashi is free to hold that as Deraisa. Rashi happens to write, Rabbi Kivega, Mem Aleph on the base, quoted Rashi, happens also to write like Taisus, and later in Masechah Shabbos. But he doesn't have that Gemara in Yuma to say so. So he says it on his own, without the Gemara. Rashi had the other gears. So there, the Mordecha in Yerideya, in the second Chelik Yerideya, they have the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. So it says in Hilchas Mikvois, there is a machlekes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say you're not allowed to be toivel in a warm mikveh. We do it all the time. By us, we just don't follow that opinion. There's one opinion in Rishonim that a warm mikveh is puzzle for tefillah midirabbanan. But what's wrong? Because the Gemara has a lashon tefillah bechamin miyiko. Who ever heard of a person being toivel in a warm mikveh? Why? Because in the days of the Gemara, the only way to have a warm mikveh would be to cook water in a pot on top of the fire, then to pour the water. They didn't have any heating system like we have. We have kosher, a mikveh, the water's in the mikveh, we put in a heater. In days of the Tanoim, days of the Amorim, how do you make hot water? So you cook the water in a pot and you pour it in, so it's going to be maim shuvim. So maim shuvim is no good for a mikveh. So the Gemara says, tefillah b'chamim mikveh. How is it possible to have tefillah in a warm mikveh? So some Rishonim say, that's bizman ha-Gemara, that was impossible. It was very not impossible. You can put it in Shoshi Shabbos, but it's rare to be able to have a kosher mikveh that's going to be tefillah b'cham. So most of the Rishonim say tefillah b'cham mikveh. Just the Gemara is just asking, how is it possible in days of the Tanaim to do such a thing? It's rare that you should be able to have a kosher mikveh. And some, the minority opinion that's not really accepted la'alocha, the minority opinion says tefillah b'cham mikveh al pidin, it's puzzle. Since the normal fashion of having a warm mikveh is ayidei maim shuvim. And Maim Shuvim is no good for a mikveh, so Medir Rabbanon, they puzzled every warm mikveh, period. It's puzzled to use a warm mikveh Medir Rabbanon. So if so, Veta HaKasha, it says in the Mishnah in Yuma that the Kangodol on Yom Kippur, if he's an old, frail, sick man, so you're afraid he's going to be tovel in the mikveh four or five times, he's going to get pneumonia, so you warm up the mikveh with the whole system. So but the mikveh is puzzled Medir Rabbanon, the whole mikveh is no good. So the Mordechai Yen says, Ein Shavuos B'Migdash. We're not talking about a shvus and isa de rabbanon and hilchas Shabbos already. You're talking about a din de rabbanon hilchas mikvois. That a warm mikveh is pasam de rabbanon egzera otu ma'im shuvim. And he still says ein shvus b'migdash. So that's already a chiddush. In the Gemara it only says ein shvus b'migdash and hilchas Shabbos, shvusim and hilchas Shabbos. And the Mordechai extended it to the shvus to a different psul de rabbanon. Not even an Issa, it's a psul de rabbanon. That's also strange. You can say you have a heter. If usually there's an Issa, so here in the Beis HaMikdash you lift the Issa de rabbanon and you say it's muta. But if you say that there's a psul me de rabbanon, a warm mikveh is possible de rabbanon, because the normal way of having a warm mikveh is by heating up the water in a pot, there's going to be maim shuvim, So therefore, they declared every war mikveh is pasul mid rabbanan. So what do you mean? Ein shvuz ba mikdash and beis hamikdash? They said it's kosher, except it's not the way it usually goes. Usually, ein shvuz ba mikdash means there's a have to do something. Something that's pasul mid rabbanan, we permit you to violate that. They were never goyis of a makom beis hamikdash. He's saying that there's a psul that doesn't apply in beis hamikdash. It's a chiddush on top of a chiddush. Anyway, that opinion was not accepted. We don't really. Our mikvahs are always warm. We always have a warm mikveh. Because we hold that statement in the Gemara, Tfilah b'chamah mikveh, was not a halachic kasha. It was just a bit tmiyo. The Gemara just asked, how can it be? How is it possible to have a warm mikveh? But it's not that they ever made up psul derabbanan. So the way we assume halacha l'maaseh, that a warm mikveh is kasha all year long, so you don't see any halacha in the Gemara and Yuma at all to either of these steps. That you should say, Ein shvuz b'mikdash applies in other areas of halacha outside of Hilchos Shabbos. And number two, that Ein shvuz b'mikdash should even say that something that's pasul outside of Beis HaMikdash won't be pasul b'dieved in the Beis HaMikdash. We are free to say Ein shvuz b'mikdash only goes on in Issa, something that's awesome. And the Rabbanon outside of Beis HaMikdash, but Makom Beis HaMikdash, they were never goyzer.
Why would they be just asking
Yerov
if they could not be through an Arlo when they got out?
Why what?
Why would they just be asking how it's possible if they got through an Arlo?
Okay. The Gemara just asked, how is it possible to have? It's not so easy to do this system of putting an afshal she'eshal baris. According to those all that it's possible, so Mar should have said a little more. Mar just says tefillah becham and miyiko. He should have said it's possible. So the Mar Chalon, that's what it meant, but it doesn't say that tefillah becham miyiko. Doesn't say that. Okay, so this is an important topic. Ein shvuz b'mikdash. If someone would be able to come up with a klal. That would be really gewaldic. I don't know the clown. See, we distinguish, there are different halachas, but we distinguish between a zera de rabbanon and a malachim de rabbanon. But that's not going to help us over here, because on kufchav gimel on beis, the Gemara is talking about tiltul klisha malachta lehetta. Tiltul klisha malachta lehetta, that's not a malachim de rabbanon. The maximum that can be, even tiltul mukta mamish, is not a malachim de rabbanon, it's only a zera. So you can't, that's not going to help over here. Maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe it will. There the Gemara says the reason why there is a shvuz b'mikdash is because it's not really letzorech hakarbonos, because you can live without it. So whenever it's not letzorech, so you're not matir anything. Whenever it is letzorech hakarbonos, then maybe you're only matir gzeiros derabbanan. Maybe you're not matir malochas derabbanan. So you got to look through all the Gemaras to see, is that what Taisus means? That according to the Chachamim, it's only a gzeiros. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's a malacha. It doesn't make sense. A malacha, the agzera, this bias out to that bias, so that's a malacha with the Rabbanon. And according to the Chachamim, it's only agzera, the Rabbanon. Shver avor. Okay. That's a problem. And we left that one more topic on the daf, right before the Mishnah. So the Gemara tells a story, the first wide line. Rabbi Tosfot, that's the name of one of the Amoraim. Rabbi Tosfot, Ashkechele, Ravina, the Kometz, Tar Mehavla. That's one version. Amila, another version has it. It's not Rabbi Tosfot, it's a different person. It's Mark Shisha Bey Derove. And it's not that he, who was coughing? Someone had in his home, there was so much dust on the floor that whenever anyone would walk, all the dust would start flying around and everyone would be choking and coughing. Mitztair. They were Mitztair. That's how the Ramban said. Mitztair from the heaven. So the first version has it that the one who was coughing and choking was Ravina, and the one who met him, who said you should have been Mekel, was Rabbi Tosfot. The second version has it that it was Ravashi who was coughing and choking, and the one who met him was Mark Shisha Bei Derove. Okay, so what's a kitzur? A met B. Either Rabbi X met Rabbi Y, or Rabbi Q met Rabbi Y, whoever. So some rabbi met the other one. So he says, why don't you take care of it? Why do you have to be mezalzel in your good health? Why don't you take care? There's a heter over here. La sova l'malu, what a time you have a brisa that says, the road to the rabbi says, basically, b'shabes, maybe I rave m'lai maim, ruchitz, panam b'zovizu, yodah b'zovizu, ragla b'zovizu, rinz ha'bais, misrabbits me'elov. There's a way to do mirabbits. Amalei, lava daitoi. Maza lava daitoi. So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is, oop, I forgot all about that. Taka. If I would have remembered that brisa, I would have employed that heter. The other Pshad Rashi has no lava datoy. I don't know. I don't subscribe to that price. I hold that it's us. So it's according to the second Pshat in Rashi, it's a machloikis what the din is. So the Brisa says mutter, and either the Amora says I forgot all about that Brisa, it's a good heter, or the Amora says I don't subscribe to that heter. Tana, then another Brisa says Yisha Chacham and Merabetzes Beisa Bishamis. So what does that mean? How is she Merabetzes? So Rashi writes, as we just said in the previous Brisa, Rochetz is Kitani is Bezavizu, Bekais is Bezavizu. What do you mean in Isha Chachoma? What do you need? Rashi writes, Isha Chachoma means a Chacham means a Tama Chacham. What do you mean Isha Chachoma? A woman who learns in the Kolelet. So Rashi learns, no, an Eish is Tama Chacham, Abbas Tama Chacham, Shoshama Miavir, a father is like an Isha Chavera. A Chover means a Tama Chacham, an Isha Chavera means a woman, an Eish is Chover or Abbas Tama Chacham. Shoshama Miavir, she knows the din. So what is she going to do? So what does she have to do? The first price, it doesn't go on a woman. It says, I wrote to the rabbis, base of b'shabbos, maybe I ram alayim, v'rochetz, it doesn't say v'rochetzes, v'rochetz panov. It's a male who's doing it. Yodov, it doesn't say yodeha, raglov, it doesn't say ragleho. Yeah, that's if he's washing his panov yodov raglov. And the isha is going to wash, Rashi says, kosos and kitonios. She's going to wash the glasses, the plates. Okay. So a man or a woman, if the Talmid HaChacham, they could do this. Why is it only reserved for Talmid HaChachamim? What's the pshat over here? And if it's mutter, and if it's mutter to be merabeitz, so let it be mutter without this whole charade. What do you have to have? Roch etzpana bezovizu, yoda bezovizu, ragla bezovizu, if there's no iser in being merabeitz. So be merabeitz. So obviously there is an iser. So you have to make it look as if it was an accident, as if it's happening by itself. So what's this? What is this story all about? So I think this is an example. This is an application of the klal on kuf lamed tes amid beis. The Gemara tells a story right before the Mishnah on kuf lamed tes amid beis. Omer about 10 lines before the Mishnah, 9-10 lines before the Mishnah. Omer le rabban le rabashi. The Talmidim confronted Rabashi and they said, Chazi Mar Haitzuver Mirabonon, Ravuna Brachivon Shmei, Ramala Ravuna Brav Chalavon Shmei, some student of Rabashi. He did one thing that was wrong, then he says, he did another thing, the second case easier. Noim Bimavra, he went to take a nap on the ferry. And the ferry goes every hour on the hour, it goes from one side of the river to the other. So this Tamachacham finished, he benched on Shabbos afternoon. That he went to the ferry and he took a nap. And as he's sleeping on the ferry, they start blowing the horn, and the ferry goes across. All of a sudden, he wakes up and he's on the other side of the river, and he jumps off of the ferry. It's Tochatchum, apparently. It's just he can't cross the river without a ferry. So he crossed over the river. Why did he want to go to the other side of the river? Visayer Peri. And he looked around, he had fields on the other side of the river, so he wanted to see that all of the peris are growing properly in his field. The Omar, and he said, "Ano lemenum komechavina, komechavina." I went to take a nap on the boat. The din is that ain shot in Benohar. There is an Issa de Rabbanon that you're not allowed to, even if you have an Erev around the whole area and there's no issue of carrying, you're not allowed to row on a rowboat. Loshet Benohar. Loshet Benohar means to row on a rowboat. To swim is called Lischos. Mora says in Kiddushin that the father is obligated to teach his son Loshut Benohar, so it does mean he has to teach his son how to swim. That's also a nice thing, a father teach his son how to swim, but that's not what it means in Gemara. Loshut means to row. The Gemara says he may be in a shipwreck, and then they have rowboats on the ship, so if he doesn't know how to row, it's not going to help. But if he knows how to swim, and the ship wrecks, there's a shipwreck in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, it's not going to help if he knows how to swim. He can't swim to New York. He's in the middle of the ocean. So Loshut really doesn't mean to, Lischos means to swim. Loshet is to row a boat. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah says in Beitza that they prohibited Loshet Benohar, Gzeir Hashem Isak and Chavish Shal Shayotim. There may be something broken on the rowboat. Sometimes something is broken, he got to bang in a nail. And he may forget that it's Shabbos and he may bang in a nail. So they made Gzeir the Rabbanon. What about swimming? Is swimming permissible or swimming also? So there's a Gemara in Perikira that says sometimes swimming is also on Shabbos, sometimes swimming is mutter, depends where. Gemara says if it's in a swimming pool, if it's in a swimming pool that has straight walls, a normal swimming pool, the way we're used to it, and it's not shaykh to row a rowboat in a swimming pool. A rowboat, you have to have a beach. You have a dirt beach, and you should pull up the rowboat like this. So So if it's a river, that lends itself to using a rowboat, then included in the Gzeirah Darabanan Aloshet is even lischos. You're not allowed to go swimming either. But the Gemara says if it's a swimming pool where the edges are straight and there is no gradual beach, so then the Gemara says that it's, and it doesn't lend itself to the use of a rowboat, so then the Gemara says it's permissible to swim. The only shaila is that the people may forget and they'll squeeze out. Years ago, there was such a hasek in America. One of the wives wanted to stay open on Shabbos because the people wanted to, the non-observant Jews wanted to go swimming on Shabbos. An observant Jew knows you don't go swimming on Shabbos. What are they going to do? So the shaila was, is it forbidden? Strictly speaking, is it forbidden to go swimming on Shabbos? Of course it's forbidden. It's not quote Shabbos. That's not what Shabbos is for. So one of the Rabbanim said, but it's not an Issa Malacha. No, he's correct. This is the Gemara, the last line, Amem on the base, and the top line, Amem Aleph on the Aleph. So the Gemara says, Hod is legidudi, Hod is legidudi. If it has a beach, and it lends itself to using a rowboat, then you're not allowed to swim there either. If it's a swimming pool, then it's mutter to go swimming there. So this big Talmud Chacham said, oh, so enough in the Gemara, top line, Amem Aleph on the Aleph, a swimming pool in Hawaii, allowed to use it. So the shaila was, but they may squeeze out their trunks after they go swimming, they may squeeze it out. So he said, well, the Mishnah says later, you're not geyser that they're going to squeeze it out. Yeah, if you're talking about religious Jews, they know you're not allowed to squeeze out towels on Shabbos, they're not allowed to squeeze out. So they're going to, we're talking about non-observant Jews. So what do you mean? They're going to swim, they're going to swim there a whole day. So it's not quote Shabbos, it's not Shabbos day, and they are going to swim out, they are going to squeeze out their trunks. That was a whole scandal. This was a story from 50 years ago, 40, 50 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they made it gzera l'gzera. Correct. Taisus points out in Chulin, the beginning of Kolabasa, that's where the Gemara has a little elaboration on the klal of gzera l'gzera. The Taisus points out a lot of times we have gzera l'gzera. It all depends whether the Chachamim felt that there's a strong concern or there's a weak concern. The klal of gzera l'gzera is that you have no right to make a gzera d'rabban unless you have a real chashash, a serious chashash. That the whole concern is you're just afraid someone's going to violate it. And he said, Rabbanan, that's not a tzarach gadol. That's only called a tzarach kot. But sometimes where there's a real concern, if you'll allow A, this will lead up to B, which is only the Rabbanan, and B will certainly lead up to C, which is an Issa deraisa. And then sometimes it is a, when it's a real strong concern, then they did make a gzeirah l'gzeirah. It's not an ironclad rule. You don't always say that there's no gzeirah l'gzeirah.
Not only road, right? Not on wood and a sailboat either.
You're not allowed to go
on the water, the sailboat either?
In a sailboat. Meaning from rowing the boat.
No, the
sail. How do you know which way you're going?
Yeah, the rudder and the
okay. So that's all same shot then. Yeah, you
have to where you're going.
Okay, but you have to lead. You're not allowed to lead the boat. You're not allowed to lead the boat. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, not only is it forbidden to be the sailor on the boat, to be the guy who's rowing the boat, or the sailor on the boat who's navigating which direction the boat is going to go, you're not supposed to be a passenger on the boat either. You're not allowed to go on a boat knowing that they're going to take you from one side of the river to the other. So some of the modern cruisers are all glatt kosher, all the customers are Jewish. So that rova the customers are Jewish. So that the Gemara says that's not allowed because the goy is doing the malacha on behalf of all of the passengers. The nachrim who are doing the malacha on the boat are doing it on behalf of everybody. So if the rova of the people, let's say a nachri is going to turn on a light, he's going to light a candle on behalf of all the people sitting in the library and they can't read. So he turns on a light and everybody can read. So the din is if rova the people are Jewish, it's considered a nachri shas malacha b'shvil Yisrael. If rova the people are nachrim, so it's considered a nachri shasa malacha b'shvil nachrim. The Mishnah says later, what's the din if the nachri did a malacha on his own? I didn't ask him. He did the malacha on his own. So if he did the malacha b'shvil Yisrael, then it's asur lehanes mimenu. Then the Jews are not allowed to be nanned until after Shabbos is over and you wait b'chdei she'asur. If the nachri did the malacha b'shvil atzo, b'shvil nachri, then it's mutar lehanes mimenu. So what if that's if he did one malacha? Let's say he carried something for me. Or he plucked off some pears for me. What if he did a malacha, one pu'ula for a group of people? He turns on a light, and the Gemara calls out ner le'echad ner le'meyo. It's the same light that you turn on for 100 people sitting and reading, or for one person who's reading. So is that considered nachrim shas malacha b'shvil Yisrael b'shvil nachri? So the Mishnah says that you go basaroy. If rov of the people, the nachrim went hunting. The Gemara says the nachrim went hunting for deer on Yontif. They caught deer. And then they came to the community and they sold the deer. So the Jews allowed to buy the deer that the Nochrim caught on Yontif. They're being nenef and the malacha that the guy did. So the Gemara says it depends. The Nochrim caught the deer, they're bringing it to the city, whoever the customers will be. They don't care whether Jews or non-Jews. So they hunted the deer for the whole community. So the Gemara says if the rove of the people in the village that they want to sell the deer in, the rove of the people are goyim, then it's considered Nochrim Shasam Malacha Bishvil HaNochrim. If the rove of the inhabitants of the village are Jewish, then it's considered Nachon Shasam Alach B'Shul Yisrael. Then it's also Lihanis Memenu until Matzoy Yontif, until Bechdei Shiyas. So here, let's say if you have a boat where the whole cruise is glat kosher, and the Nachrim are doing all kinds of malachas there, so turning on lights and using electrical appliances and so on to navigate the boat, that's Mamash Amirul HaNachri. You're asking the guy, all of the Jewish organization, or the Jewish person rents this whole boat for the weekend or for the yontif or whatever, and then they're doing all the malachas b'shvil ha-Yisrael. If you have a boat, it's going to go on a cruise anyway, and the rove of the passengers, the overwhelming majority of passengers are going to be goyim anyway. They're going to go anyway. The only question is, a couple of Jews, less than 50% of the passengers will be Jewish. They want to go along to have a good time, and they want to go along to reach a certain location. So that's considered Nachri Shasa Malacha B'Shvil HaNachri. That's not considered Nachri Shasa Malacha B'Shvil Yisrael.
There's no Gzera Lashon? I mean, because it's not Shaykh, we're going to fix something in Jonah.
Apparently not. The Gzera Lashon is only if I myself am doing it, or if I go on the boat knowing that he's doing it for me. I don't know. If he's doing it anyway, and they're over the people that he's doing it for on Nachrim, apparently, then it is Mutter.
I
mean, they're all Jewish. If you have a suffix, Sakanas Nefashis, you can do a Malacha Deraisa. Okay. They were refugees, they were running away from Sakana. Okay. So, Nachamos, so what does the Gemara say? That there is a Gzeira de Rabbanan and Shatim de Nohar. The Gzeira applies not only if you yourself row the boat. Rowing a boat is an Isra of Hoitzah, unless there's an Erev. So let's say there is an Erev. Around the whole Erev, there is an Erev. But still, there's a Gzera. The Rabbanan, Loshet ben Nohar, is not allowed. So the Gemara says, not only is it Asur if you yourself are rowing the boat, it's Asur for you to go on a boat and have the Nohri row the boat for you. It's also an Isra. Why, it's Amir Liakum. Maybe it's Amir Liakum. I don't know. Maybe is it Amir Liakum, or is it a direct violation? Abein Shotin. Could be a direct violation. I don't know. So the Gemara says that there was a Tzur from the Rabbanan. They give you his name. He went down in history. Rav Huna bar Chivan or Rav Huna bar Chalovan, and they had tarumas against him that he's a shegetz, and then his Rebbe defends him. Rav Ashi defends this Talmud Chacham. He says that he did a dover amuta. This Talmud Chacham may believe that he went on the boat to take a nap, and then the goyish ferryman was driving the boat to the other side of the river, and he was taking a nap. He wasn't paying attention. So he made it. His real intention was that he should be brought to the other side of the river. But since he made it look like an accident, he made believe as if he was just taking a nap on the boat and they accidentally took him across the river. So they presented their tainus, the Talmidim and Yeshiva presented the tainus to Rav Ashi, that this Talmid Chacham is a shegit. So he says, no, he defends him. Harama Kamrit, since he made it look like an accident, Harama Bidirabonan he. Since it's only Haraman and Issa Darabonim, Haraman and Issa Daraisa is not allowed. That's how Rashi writes. Same as our Girsa. Rashi has the Girsa that it has it more spelled out. The Haram is only allowed out of Issa Darabonim, not allowed out of Issa Daraisa. That's the same B'mashman argument also. Haram is only permissible out of Issa Darabonim, not out of Issa Daraisa. So since this is a Haram, so it's mutter on the level of an issue derabbanan. Yeah, what exactly does that mean? So there's a famous discussion in the classical poskim about use of a legal fiction in halacha. So that's classically called in the Sifri Hachrenim, that's called harama. They call that harama. Legal fiction means like this. The story begins: there is a din in Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is tevel, and you have to be mafrish trumas and maisers. So it depends on the 7-year cycle of the Shemitah year. So the first 2 years he mafresh truma gedola ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni, and the third year ma'aser rani. And the fourth and the fifth years are repeat of the first and the second years mafresh ma'aser sheni, and the sixth years are repeat of the third year as ma'aser rani. So what do you do with the ma'aser sheni? So he's supposed to bring the ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it b'kedusha v'tahara. What if the pasuk says ki yirchak mimcha ma'akin kilo suchos seisi ki v'rechecha Hashem alakecha? What if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed you? You had such a bounty, there's so much. If you'll transport it to Yerushalayim, it'll be so expensive to bring it to Yerushalayim, it won't pay. The travel expense is going to be so great, cost money for the gasoline. So the heavier the burden is, so the more it's going to cost. I had a piece in the newspaper 2 weeks ago that the average American weighs 10 pounds more than he did 10 years ago. So not only is it a health problem for all of the people who are so overweight, it's not that the Jews are overweight, the Americans are overweight. That's why the plane tickets are more expensive now, because the airlines have to pay more money, they have to spend more gasoline, they have to use more gasoline. So they say, adding up all of the expenses in the last 10 years, I think, maybe in 1 year, I forgot already what they said. They said it's $275,000 more for the gasoline, for the airplane, because of the fact that the people are so fat. So that's what the pasuk says. Kilo suchos seisi ki v'rechach Hashem alakecha ki yirchak mimcha amokam. If you live far away from Yerushalayim, it's going to be so expensive. Ki v'rechach Hashem alakecha, you had such a blessing that year, you had such a bounty. So much grew, and you're going to have to spend so much money to bring all the stuff to bring to Yerushalayim. It won't be worth it. It won't pay. So the Chumash gives you, the Torah gives you a break. You can be paid in the Ma'aser Sheni onto money, and then it's Sata Kesa Biyadechi, you take the money to Yerushalayim, and it's Sata Kesa Babakar Batzona Bayayin Bashechi, you buy food, and you eat that food gets the Kedusha's Mashani, you eat that Kedusha with Tahar. So the Pasuk says, when you pay the Mashani, how much do you have to give? So it's a distinction, are you pay to your own Mashani, or am I pay to someone else's Mashani? If you pay to someone else's Mashani, then you only give Karen. Whenever the farmer is pay to his own Mashani, then it has to be Maisav Chavish. Chavish means 25% more. So let's say if the stuff is worth $1,000, he has to give $1,250. Now, Chaimish means if they add it on, so $1,250 is one-fifth of the sum total of $1,250. You have to be Maisel Chaimish. There's a Mishnah in Maisel Sheni that teaches you how to beat the system. The Mishnah says, Ketzad marimim ala Maisel Sheni levdoso v'lo chomesh. I don't want to add the $250. I'll have to spend... When I'm going to come to Yerushalayim, I'm going to have to spend $1,250 on salami sandwiches. Baboka batzona b'yayna v'shecha. I have to stay in Yerushalayim an extra day in order to eat more ma'aser sheni. I'd rather only have $1,000 to spend. Rather, you can't use the money to buy clothing or silver or other things. You have to use the money tafke on premium privi gedulei karka. Has to be baboka batzona b'yayna v'shecha. So he would prefer not to be ma'aser chaim. So the Mishnah tells you how to beat the system. Ketzad ma'arim ala ma'aser sheni levdosa b'lochomish. The Gemara in Gittin quotes this Mishnah for ma'aser sheni. So it says you should go to someone else and have them be paid at your ma'aser sheni. If you'll be paid at your own ma'aser sheni, you have to give kerem chomish, you have to give the $1,250. If you have a dear friend, so he'll be paid at the ma'aser sheni, he'll give his money, and then you'll give him the ma'aser sheni. Yeah. So the Mishnah tells you, but that's not a harama. That's not a harama. Why is it called Ketzad Ma'arim? So the Mishnah says, no, like this. I have a next-door neighbor who's prepared. He doesn't want to buy this Ma'aser Sheni. He's not planning to go. He's not a farmer. He's a businessman. He's not going to go to Yerushalayim before Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. He's not going to go in the immediate future. And he can't use this Ma'aser Sheni stuff. So the Mishnah tells you to do a dreidel. That's called a legal fiction. I'm going to give him $1,000 from my money. I say, here's a matona. And he understands that the purpose of the maton is that he should be paid in my... I tell him, I have my sheni, and if I'm going to be paid in the my sheni, I have to give $1,250. If you'll be paid it from your money, you only have to give $1,000. So I'm going to tell you what, here's a maton, $1,000. So he says, good, I'm hereby paid in the my sheni on $1,000. And then my next door neighbor now acquires the ownership of the my sheni, and he gives it back to me. He doesn't need it. He's not going to go to Yerushalayim. It only works if he's a good friend. If he's not a good friend, he can walk off with $1,000. I'll give the guy $1,000, it's yours. If I say with a string attached, I say this is $1,000, only yours for the purpose of being part of my sheni, then it's my money, then it's not his. And then the whole, it's an illegal fiction, then it's not a legal fiction, then it just doesn't work. It only works If I give the $1,000 to the next benayim, it's mamish his money, then he's paid it with his own. So the Mishnah encourages people. The Mishnah tells people that this is totally legitimate. You'll have to be mari malamai sesheni. So the Rishalmi says on that Mishnah that in Kola Terakula, this is the only area where we allow haroma. Why? Because the Pasuk uses the expression ki yivarechecha Hashem alokecha. Kirchak mimcha mokin kilo suchel seiso ki yivarechecha Hashem alokecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom was kind to you and he blessed you with such a great bounty. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, I want you to make money on the deal. I want you everything to grow well. I want the farmer to make money. So if you can dray, you can stand on your head, you can figure out how to beat the system and save yourself $250, tova lecha brocha. So Yerushalmi says, this is the only place where we allow harame, because brocha ksivbe, because it says in the Chumash, ki yivarechucha. And in Kol HaTarakula, we wouldn't allow. So then it should come out that you're not allowed to do mechiras chametz. Shouldn't be permitted to do mechiras chametz. That's a legal fiction. In the normal course of events, who sells the spaghetti that they have at home? I don't. If a man has a grocery store, say he sells the spaghetti. Which normal person sells spaghetti that you have? Only Erev Pesach is selling the spaghetti, and you leave it. I sell it to the guy. I leave it in my house, and then I buy it back after Pesach. So the whole thing is a legal fiction, clearly, just in order to avoid violation of Bal Yerubai Matzah. So one of the several of the Gedolim, when they started the practice of Mechiras Chametz, so several of the Gedolim were unhappy about this, and they said it's in violation of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says we only allow harame on pidyon ma'aseh sheni, levdosa b'lo chamish. We don't allow harame in other areas of halacha. That's a very good kasha. It says b'ferish ketz marim. There's also a perik ketz marim. Where is that perik in? In Tmura. In Mishnah's Tmura, the perik also begins ketz marim ala pchor. That if my behemoth is about to give birth for the first time, and it's a 50-50 chance, it may be a zacha, may be an akeva. So if it's a zacha, then it's going to turn out to be a korban b'chor behemator. You have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and shecht it as a korban and give it away to the kohanim. So the guy wants to avoid giving away to the kohanim. So the Mishnah says if he's magdish the uber before it's born, once it's born already it's a pchor, so there's no way to dray out of it. But before it's born, you can be magdish the uber as an oila, as a shlomim, whatever you want. And then when it's born, the kedushas pchor cannot be superimposed on top of the kedushas oila, the kedushas shlomim. So you avoided the whole din of pchor. So the Mishnah also tells you the Mishnah is advertising ketzamarim ala pchor. How do you avoid pchor? It's a difference, though. Apparently, the Yerushalmi thinks that there's a difference because by the pchor, you're avoiding giving it away to the kohen, but sof kosov, it's still going to be a korban. It's going to be either an ola, which is kachim kachim, a higher level of kedusha than the pchor, or it's a shlamim. A shlamim is also kachim kalim, same as pchor, but the shlamim has more mitzvahs. The shlamim has smicha, and the pchor doesn't have smicha. Smicha means to lean on the animal. So there are more mitzvahs involved in Shlomim has Tumah Tonish, Taim Shehin Arba, and Chor only has one Zrika. So the Shlomim has a higher level of Kedusha. So maybe the Yerushalmi held that that's a different kind of a haram. It's also a haram. The Mishnah calls it Ketzim Harim Ala Pchor. That's how the Mishnah calls it. But still, it's a different kind of haram. He's doing a bigger and a better mitzvah. In the normal course of events, he would have the mitzvah of Kedusha's Pchor Beimator would have fallen into his lap. His Behemah HaMavakeris is about to give birth. And here he drays, he rigs it in such a way to get himself involved in a bigger and a better mitzvah. Instead of, so the bigger mitzvah bumps off the smaller mitzvah. Here we're talking about a guy rigging a situation to avoid all the mitzvahs. He's avoiding everything. Fruzbul is also a problem. Fruzbul is also a problem, yeah. So this was always an issue. The story with the Mechiras Chametz was that when it started, the whole institution of Mechiras Chametz started in the 1800s. In the earlier generations, they never had Mechiras Chametz. What they had was, they didn't have a mass scale Mechiras Chametz. So Tosefta in Pesachim has Mechiras Chametz. If a Jew is on a boat and he has his kosher food with him, and then it's the boat keeps on going and going, and he's not back to civilization yet before Pesach, and he has food. So if he's going to throw it over, if he's going to throw it into the ocean, he won't have any kosher food. All the other people on the boat are going. So he should sell the food to the guy, and then buy the food back after Pesach is over. So the Mishnah has, the Tosefta speaks about Mechiras Chametz, but not on a grand scale. Not that you have all the balabatim, the rabbis, the seller chametz, and all the Jews are relying on mechiras chametz. You don't have it like that. This mass production mechiras chametz that started in the 1800s. So the Nesibis was one of the first who permitted mechiras chametz, and he has the first tshuva. And his collection of tshuvas in Nachlas Yankiv is to the Ravin Buchach. Buchach is in Galicia. The Ravin Buchach showed him this Yerushalmi. He sent him a letter. Yerushalmi says, you only allow Harame in Pigyam Ma'isishen Levdosa Belochomesh. So how is he extending it to Mechiras Chametz? So he said, we don't pass him like the Yerushalmi. Because the Babli quotes that Mishnah Ketzim Harim Ma'ala Ma'isishen. The Babli in Gittin quotes it. And Babli never says a word about this, that it should be restricted dafke to Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni below Chomesh. And the Babli has different places. You talk about Haramas, that's okay. That's what the Nesivis writes. And he says, look, if you want to be Machma, do whatever you want. But my psak was accepted all over in Poland and Lithuania. So go fly kite. It's, I don't know, he's very very sharp, very stinging in the tshuva. As if the other guy insulted him. And maybe the other rabbi insulted him in his letter. So he says, go do whatever you want. My opinion is the accepted opinion. Other Acharonim, you look in the Steichem, and he has long stories. So he says the heter of Mechiras Chametz Haram is allowed. It's based on this Gemara. So he understands the word Haram in the Gemara on Kuf Lametes on the base in the sense of a legal fiction. And he says what the Gemara is saying is that we permit a legal fiction if the whole Ishma Vav is only the Rabbanon. If it's an Issa Deraisa, we would not allow it. So he says, what's the story with Mechiras Chometz? Is that a Haram on a Deraisa or is that a Haram on a Derabbana? So Bal Yerubai Matz is an issue Deraisa. So the Pashtun says Haram on a Deraisa. So a lot of Achrayim say no, because the Gemara says that Mederaisa the Bittel be Al Masagi. Once you Mevatli Yechometz, then there is no Bal Yerubai Matz. So Lamaisa, everybody's going to say Kol Chamira. Everybody's Mevatli Yechometz. Lamaisa, everybody is Mevatli Yechometz, Leil Bedikas Chometz. The rabbi sells the Chometz in the morning. So everybody's mevatel all of the chametz delo chamite delo biarte. All the chametz they didn't see. Yeah, the chametz that they planned to sell that they did see, but in the morning after they burn the chametz,
huh?
So that's the question. So a group of achrayim have this concept, which is highly questionable. They say in the morning when you repeat the bittel, then you say the chazite delo chazite the biarte delo biarte. You mevatel all of the chametz, but you saw it, you didn't see it. Today, many Achrayim say that that bittul in the morning includes the chametz that you're going to sell to the goy. So since you are mevatel the chametz, or even if the rabbi sells the chametz before you mevatel your chametz, the rabbi sells the chametz at a certain time. So say, after the balabatim are burning, you say the kol chamir in the morning, right after you burn your chametz. So some people are going to burn the chametz at 6 o'clock in the morning. Some people are going to burn the chametz at 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. So when the rabbis selling the chametz, some have already recited the second bittul, some have not yet recited it. But since everyone knows that they're going to have to recite the bittul, and once you mevatel the chametz, then the whole issue of retaining ownership, once you mevatel the chametz, the whole issue of retaining ownership is only the rabbanon, shema yovel yachloi. So the whole issue is only the rabbanon. So since it's only the rabbanon, so we permit haram, and they rely on this gemara. The gemara says haram and the rabbanon is permissible. Others dispute this and say, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? What does bitul chametz mean? Lehevi hefker, lehevi ka'afra diara. He doesn't care for it, he doesn't want to use it, he's not going to get any hand out. Then he goes and he sells it to the goy, and he takes money for it. And he writes down how much it is. So you can't, yeah, of course he writes a bikuma. So how can you say that that's a bitul chametz? So isn't it clear that the bitul chametz goes on the chametz, the chazite, the lo chazite, but now it's understood, self-understood, the bitul chametz doesn't go on the chametz that he's planning to sell to the nochri. That's a contradiction to the bitul chametz. If he's selling it to the goy, so he does consider it. He's not selling afer the alma to the goy. He's selling the goy something that's worth money and he's taking money for it. That's the opposite of the bitul. So others disagree and they say it doesn't make sense to say that the bitul is chal and the chametz is going to be included in the mechira.
Well, it seems the bitul chametz has a slight nekuda that's different than Ma'aser Sheni, you're trying to get out of the homesh. Therefore, you're giving the money to your friend who's going to be put there for you. Here, when you're selling it to the goy, this is going to cost you some kind of financial loss because you still got to buy it back from the goy at the end. There is a real sale. You want to see it's a legal fiction, but if it's really a legal fiction, exchange some money back. The very fact that you have to give him more money than you had, maybe we say that creates a legal reality, because if you don't give him more money, then he still owns the chametz.
If the guy does want to sell it back, he doesn't have to. If he wants to sell it back, he can sell it back for the same amount or for less. You can sell it back for
him.
Yeah, to express our gratitude, the fact that he helped us out, that he helped us avoid Bal Yerah by Musa.
But it's not part of the din to say that.
No, we tell him in advance. We tell him in advance. If you want, you can make some money on it. We plan to pay you more later on to buy it back. If he wants, he can sell it back for the same amount, for less, whatever he wants.
But here, one difference really is that there's no real intent, and you're not happy that it doesn't go through here. Well, you give the guy the money for the mighty shame, you are, I mean, it's a real trade that you want to send $250. Then the 200, you know, the extra 250. But here, by the chometz, I sold a lot of chometz. I sell the guy chometz $100,000. And if he keeps it, I'm happy like crazy, and I give him a discount. There's a complete willingness on my part to sell my chometz when it comes to a Pesach. It's merchandise, it's supposed to be sold, and I have absolutely no qualms. Anybody who wants to keep it, I give a bigger discount even.
Yeah, but the Nachri, we know the Nachri doesn't plan to keep it. The Nachri is not really interested.
Yeah, so you gotta get a better Nachri. You gotta get people who have the Yechoilus to keep it.
No, even if they have the Yechoilus. No, but we know he's not really interested. What is he gonna use? A half a box of cornflakes?
No, I'm talking about my stuff. Right. I don't sell my half a box of cornflakes. I sell 100,000. I used to sell.
You have merchandise. Okay. Okay. But still, the Nachri that we sell a Chametz to, he's not really in that business. He's not interested in buying one. So we don't know. We know in advance that it's a haram. We know it's a legal fiction. It's still a legal fiction. Right. So that's what when they in recent years they picked up the Heta Mechira for the Shnas HaShemitah in Eretz Yisrael, the questionable Heta Mechira, that if you sell a land to a Nachri. So there were those who held that Yesh Kinyan and Nochri Beretz Yisrael with respect to Dinam Derabbanan. With respect to Dinam Deraisa, if he sell to a Nochri, he doesn't help. With respect to Dinam Derabbanan, so Yesh Kinyan and Nochri Beretz Yisrael. Based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in HaShaleach that in Surya, because Surya only has Kedusha Saaretz from Derabbanan, so in Surya we say Yesh Kinyan and Nochri Lahafkiya Miyad Mitzvah Satli Yisbar. It's in Eretz Yisrael where the Mitzvah Satli Yisbar, it's Trumas and Maisis and everything is Deraisa. So then we pass in any kinyan and nachri lahafkiya mitzvah satlu yisbar. So in Surya, where all the dinim are only observed mid the rabbanon, because manater there is no kedusha. So there you say yesh kinyan lahafkiya. So that's what the poskim will make along in the 1500s when they worked out the heta mechira, and then later on all along it was dormant for many years. There were no Jewish farmers in Eretz. So then the end of the 1800s when they started again, so they picked up that heta mechira from the Sfardish poskim in the 1500s. And they relied on that. And then Rav Kook threw in another couple of chumers. And every year they throw in some more chumers. So the Chazon Ish was not happy about that. He was from Machmirim. He thought it's not right to use that to Mechiris. Everybody says, what's wrong? It's the same as Mechiris Chometz. Isn't it exactly the same as Mechiris Chometz? So somehow, intuitively, he felt that it's not the same. Mechiris Chometz, that's okay. And Mechiris Eretz Yisrael for Shvi'is is not okay, but he couldn't put his finger on it. He couldn't exactly define why. He just had a feeling that it's not the same. So one of the big Rabbanim, who was one of the Tumlas at that time, now his son is one of the Tumlas in Eretz Yisrael, every 7 years, he's in a newspaper of, what's his name? From Kome Meyut, from Binyamin
Mendelssohn,
yeah. Binyamin Mendelssohn was during the lifetime of the Chazon Ish, that was 60 years ago, he was a Tumla, and now his son is an old man already. So his son now tumbles every time for the Shnas HaShemitah. So Rabbi Yamin Mendelssohn is quoted in the Per Ador, in the five-volume biography of the Chazon Ish. So they have a whole chapter on the Shemitah campaign. Maybe more than one chapter, I forgot. So Rabbi Yamin Mendelssohn said this svara, and the Chazon Ish said, yeah, he likes that svara very much. He said a distinction between harama to avoid violation of an Isra as opposed to harama to avoid fulfillment of a mitzvah. He said in Shnas HaShemitah, the Gemara says in the end of the first perek in Avodah Zarah, that not only is there a lois essay, sotcha lois sivza, kamacha lois sizma, sviksucha lois sivza, lois sivza, loi, everything is loi. There's an essay also, that Shnas Shabbos and Tia Loretz. And the Gemara says, the Adam is mitzuv al shviso sadehu. A farmer who owns a field has to see to it that the field lays fallow. He shouldn't even have a non-Jew do any work on his own in my field. Just like there's a din, the Gemara makes a hashvah. Just like there's a din of shvisas behemto. If I own a behemah, And my next door neighbor and I are friendly. My next door neighbor is a Nochri. Sometimes I use his behemoth without asking. Sometimes he uses my behemoth without asking. So if I see that on Shabbos, the Goyisha next door neighbor is using my behemoth to do some malocha on Shabbos, I have to stop him. But he's doing on his own, he's not doing for me. The answer is that Shvisa's behemto. You're the owner of the behemoth, so it's your responsibility to see to it that your behemoth is not involved in any malocha on Shabbos, even if the malocha is not for you. If you're mechamer acha behemto chobis Shabbos, then that's an isa mechamer. But even if you're not mechamer acha behemto b'Shabbos, you know that your behemoth is being used by a nochri to do malochas on Shabbos. That's your violation of Shvisa's behemto. So the Gemara makes a hashvor, a comparison. Just like there is a mitzvah sesi of Shvisa's behemto on Shabbos, that's Naseres Adibis, Atavincha behemtecha. It says behemtecha, Shvisa's behemto. So too there is a mitzvah of Shvisa Sadehu Bishnas HaShmita. That whoever owns a field in Eretz Yisrael has a mitzvah sesi, in addition to the loisesi, that you're not allowed to do Satcha loisiz, Kamacha loisiz, in addition to the lavin, there's also a mitzvah sasei. That's Shnasha Basin Tialor, it's whoever owns the field. That's why they have this gimmick, that that they have people who will sell you a share in a farm in Eretz Yisrael right before Shnasha Shmita, so you too will be in fulfillment of another mitzvah. In addition to the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin and kriyashma and matzah mor and abikosis and everything else that you do, if you are a shuttif in a field in Eretz Yisrael which is not being worked in Shnasha Shmita, so you are in fulfillment of a mitzvah. So they sell you a share in a kibbutz where they're going to observe Shvi'ah. So you're a Shuttif, so you have a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shvi'ah Sadei. Okay. When is Shemitah coming up? This is going to have another Shnas HaShemitah, so they'll be selling shares in fields. So everybody in the world can share in the fulfillment of the mitzvah Sadei. So that's what Rab Mendelssohn suggested, and the Chazanish liked that svara. He said, by Mechiras Chometz, we are going to burn chametz. There is a mitzvah Sadei of Tashbisa, but we are going to burn chametz. We burn a little bag full of chametz. Okay. Is it a bigger mitzvah if you have a ton of chametz to burn a whole ton of chametz? Not really. If you sell all the chametz and not leave over anything, then you mevat le mitzvah of tashbisa. But it's not called a hida mitzvah to burn 10 chalas, to burn 10 loaves of bread as opposed to burning one kezayis of bread. If you burn one kezayis, you're to the mitzvah of tashbisa. The whole purpose of the mechiras chametz is in order to avoid bal yirah bay matzah on all of this chametz. It's not that you're avoiding fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah ben kovaka you're going to fulfill by burning a little bit of chametz. But since by mechiras chametz, the purpose, true it is a haram, it's a legal fiction, but the purpose of the haram is in order to avoid violation of an iser, it's not in order to avoid fulfillment of mitzvah. So that's permissible. Hashene kein, the mechiras sadehu, bishnas hashmita, that's a mitzvah, in addition to the lavim. If it would have only been Isurim involved in Shemitah, so you make a haram and you do a mechira, so you're not in violation of the Isurim, so what's the problem? But because in addition to the Isurim, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, it's also a mitzvah saseh, so if you're going to sell your field, it's going to come out, you did a haram, it's like you sold the last pair of tefillin in town, and no one has the opportunity to put on tefillin. Like there was only one esrig in town, you cut the esrig up before Sukkah, so there is no esrig. So I had a field, and I would have been able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shvisas. Sadehu bishnas hashmita, and because I sold the field to a nochri, that's why I no longer have the mitzvah. So that's why that's not allowed. Yeah, we have there's a mocker in a tesis. Tesis seems to say this distinction, a difference between haram and a mitzvah ses and haram and a lo ses. Tesis in the beginning of Chorus on Dav Gimel Amid Beis has a comment that goes as follows: in the days of the Tanoim and the days of the Amoraim, it was assumed to be forbidden to sell to a nachri a behema hamavakeres. If a Jewish farmer has a cow that's about to give birth and it's a 50-50 chance it may be a zocher vlad and maybe in a keva, so if you sell a shutfus to the nachri, you only have to sell 1% shutfus, even less than 1%. You sell a little part of the uber, a little part of the mother, doesn't make a difference. So then the din is that the whole din of bechera behema Torah doesn't apply. So the Gemara says that's not permissible. You're not allowed, not only bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, even after the Churban HaBayis also. The Gemara says, in the days of the Tanoim, Amoraim, they were all after the Churban HaBayis. Gemara says, you're not allowed to sell a behema hamavakeres to the goy, because it's haram, and haram is not allowed. That's how it says in the Gemara. And one of the Rabbonim violated his din, and he sold the shutfis to the nochri, and the kol hachevase, all of his behemas died. And the Gemara took it that it was a punishment, menashamayim, because he did this haram. The Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. We do it all the time. The Rabbanim arrange for Bechiras Behem Muhammad Bakaris. In fact, the institution that was started in the early 1800s of mass mechiras chametz that everybody asked the rabbi to sell the chametz for them, that was patterned after the original practice of mechiras behema v'akeres. All the Jews used to have, used to be in the cattle business, and a cow, the farmers, a cattle or whatever, and a cow is about to give birth, so it's 50-50 chance it may turn out to be a zohar. So they always used to make a mechira to the goy. They always did the harama of making a shutfus with the yakum in order to avoid the whole problem, the whole headache of a b'chor behema Torah. So Tosfos says the kasha, so the mechira chametz is patterned after that. We make six kinyonim. The whole thing, the whole practice of making all the six kinyonim on the mechira chametz, so shaila which one works, the whole classical discussion in the poskim is recorded regarding selling on behema hamavakeres. The poskim before the 1800s never spoke about mechiras chametz. They all spoke about mechiras behema hamavakeres. So that's we pattern our mechiras chametz after that. So the Tosfos asked this kasha: how come by us this is the recommended practice? Everybody does like that. All the balabatim will have cows. They all sell the behema hamavakeres. And the days of the Gemara says that it was aser and he was punished. Kol lechevos. All of his behemas died because he did the mechiras behema hamavakeres. So Tosfos answers that it's not the same. They say that what motivates one to sell the behema hamavakeres? So if you live as mancha beis hamigdash hayikayim, so what tragedy will occur if it'll be born a b'chor behema Torah? Tragedy will be you have to give it away to a kohen. You have to be makriv on the mizbech, give it away to the kohen. So you're making a shut for sakam in order not to fulfill these mitzvahs. The matnas kun is one mitzvah, even if it's a balmum, and you can't be makriv on the mizbech, still matnas kun. So you're doing a shut for sakam in order to avoid fulfilling the mitzvah of matnas kun, in order to avoid fulfillment of the mitzvah of hakrav agam in death. So that's not allowed. After the Churban HaBayis, he can no longer bring it as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. He can no longer fulfill that mitzvah. So that's down the drain, that he can't do anyway. But still there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So the problem of what's the kohen going to do with it? The kohen has to wait till it gets a mum. And it may take forever that till it's going to get a mum. And you're not allowed to, you're not permitted to do giza b'avodah. You're not allowed to use the b'chor behemah Torah for anything. So if after the Churban HaBayis, there's a mitzvah to give the b'chor behemah Torah if it's a zohar to the kohen, but the kohen may fall in, it may be being michshol. So bizman atanoim amaroim, the Gemara says they were bikiyim, they knew how to stick their hand into the rechem of the behemah hamavakeres of the mother and make a mum before the uba was yotzal lavi ha'olam, and that's permissible. And if it's born a balmum, then the mitzvah of matnas kunah still applies. Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayekayim. And if it's going to be a behemoth tamima, you're supposed to be makrivit on the mizbeach, so then we would not permit you to stick your hand in and make it into a balmum. You're being mafsid yourself a mitzvah. In a normal course of events, it may be born as a behemoth tamima, so you'll have two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of matnas kunah, plus the mitzvah of hakrav al gabi hamizbeach. So why should you make it into a mum? But after the Churban HaBayis, and the mitzvah of hakrav al gabi hamizbeach is out of the question, can't fulfill it anyway. There is no mizbeach. So the shaila is the mitzvah of matnas kunah, so you should give it to the kohen, but the kohen may be stuck and may have to wait 20 years till it gets a mum. You're not allowed to be matal mum in a korban mizman hazeh. Even though there's no beis hamikdash, you can't be makrovit. Still forbidden to be matal mum. So the bizman atanoim amaroim, the Gemara says there, mchores dav kimel mbeis, they would be kiyim to be matal mum before the pchor was yotze lava ha'olam. So that would solve the problem for the kohen. So it's not proper to make a shut for sakum, because if you make a shut for sakum, you avoid the whole din of b'chor behemah Torah totally. There's no kedushas b'chor behemah Torah with respect to hakrav agam mizbeach, nor is there a din of b'chor behemah Torah for the purpose of matnas kunah. So that's not right, the Gemara says. He was punished. The Amora who did that was punished. All of his behemahs died. And the Chachamim assumed that was a punishment for his selling the behemah to the Noch. So the Tosfos says that was bizman haGemara, that they had people who were bikiyim to make a mum in the uber without killing the uber before it's yotzei lav ha'olam. But bizman hazeh, the Balei Atai said, we don't know how to do that. We're not such bikiyim in making a mum before it's born. So if you're going to let it be born, so it's going to be a takola. So what you'll find, you'll give it over to the kohen, and you'll fulfill the mitzvah of matnas kunah. Neither he nor you can be makavir agabe mizbech, so far from what can you do? But what's he going to do with it? He may have to wait 20 years till he gets a mum. You're not allowed to cause a mum. Also lahatul mum. So he may by mistake be... go ahead and use the behemah, and he'll be in violation of the Sava b'v'chor sharecha. There's a pasuk in Mishpatim, I think. L'sava b'v'chor sharecha v'l'asogas b'chor tzanecha. The gizma avayda is also on the b'chor behemah Torah, kal v'chorma, and all other karbonis. B'chor behemah Torah is only kachim kalim. And the others are kachim kachim, and even the other kachim kalim, amo chomad, and b'chor behemah Torah. B'chor behemah Torah doesn't have smicha, and it only has one zrika, and all the other karbonos have two zrikas, and they do have smicha, so all the others are mochom. So if the pasuk says l'sabe v'chasherach egiz v'aved is asam chor, so it means even by pchor, kal v'chema, all the other karbonos. So that's what Tosfos says, that b'zman hazeh, what motivates us, the question is, what motivates you to do the harama? What motivates us to do the harama, to make a shut for sakum, is not so much that we want to get rid of the mitzvahs of matnas kuna. No, we'd be happy to give it to the kohen. We'll lose a couple of dollars, fine, we'll give it to the kohen. But we're concerned the kohen may, by mistake, use this behemoth to do avoida. It can be hanging around for 20 years without getting a mum. So since what motivates us to do the haram is in order to protect everyone from violation of an iser, so Tosfos says that's permissible. So that's the Poshup Shat in Tosfos in Chorus Dav Gimel and Beis. Tosfos says we permit haram where what motivates you is to avoid violation of an avera. But if what motivates you is in order to avoid fulfillment of a mitzvah, I'm going to make a mum on the behemoth b'zman shebeis hamigdor shoyekayim. Before it's born. I'm going to be matal mum in the uba before it's born. What kind of a chachma is that? Why do you matal mum? Because you don't want to do the mitzvah of hakrava agavi amizbeach. So that's not allowed. Or I'm going to make a shut v'sakum bizman ha-tanoim after the churban abayis. I'm going to make a shut v'sakum and get rid of the whole din of chorab mikolba called it won't even be a matan skuna. Well, why don't you make a mum before it's born and then fulfill the mitzvah of giving it to kain? No, he wants to make a shut v'sakum so he won't even have the mitzvah. He won't have to give it away to the kain. So that's not right. He's motivated to do the harama in order to get rid of the mitzvah, in order not to fulfill the mitzvah of matan skuna. He's not making the shut v'sakum in order to protect people from violating the iser. To protect them from violating the iser, he could have made a mum before the uba was born, because b'zman ha-tanoim they were bikim and hatoras ha-mum before it was born. So the fact that he chose not to make the mum, rather than to sell it to the nachri, that means he's doing a haram in order to pater himself on the mitzvah. So Tosfos said, that's what's not allowed. So that was Rabbi Yomin Mendelssohn suggested like that. He thought that harama, we distinguish between harama and a mitzvah and harama and a nisim. Truth of the matter is that this Gemara that they quoted, that we allow, many Achronim quote this Gemara. This is the source. Rav Soloveitchik always used to recommend to the boys in the yeshiva and to the balabatim in Boston and in New York, and he himself had that practice. He would encourage people that they shouldn't rely on the chiras chametz for chametz bien. They shouldn't sell chametz bien, they should only sell tarubas chametz. Why? Because of the Pchor Shor, Mesachim quotes this Gemara. We only allow harama on a din derabon, we don't permit harama on a din deraisa. Yeah. So what has it got to do? So, bal yirah b'imotze an chametz bien is an isa deraisa. While you're by Motze and Tarubis Chometz, the Rabbein Tam holds is only an Issa de Rabban. That's the first Rabbein Tam, the first Tosfos in Perik Elu Ovrim. And it's on the first Daf also, Mesachim Daf Beis Amenam. It's also repeated that there's no Bal Yerod Deraisa. The Mishnah says, Elu Ovrim a Pesach, so it's a Machlegis Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean? So Rabbein Tam says, Elu Ovrim al Gabi Hashulchan. It doesn't mean the following foods, you're Ovrim Bal Yerod by Motze. The Rabbein Tam holds there's no Bal Yerod by Motze Deraisa. On Tarubis Chometz, around Chometz Nukshe. On the first daf, on Beis Amar Aleph, Tosfos says, even though the Rabbin and Tam says, no, Bayura Deraisa, there is Bayura Midirabbanon. So that's what the Pchor Shor writes in Sochem. Since there's only Bayura de Rabbanon on Tarubis Chometz, according to the Rabbin and Tam, so you can rely on the Rabbin and Tam to permit Haroma. Haroma is Mutaran and the Rabbanon. You're not Mechuyev to be Machme for those who distance, for Rashi. The Rashi holds that Bayura by Motze, even a Tarubis Chometz is also Deraisa. You're not Mechuyev to be Machme so far. Since the Rabbeinu Tam says Bal Yiroh is only the Rabbanon on Taruv Eschom, and Saharama be the Rabbanon is Mutar. So that's what he quoted this Gemara. So the Pashto says, you look in the Gemara, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's not at all what the Gemara is talking about. Other Acharim have like this also. There is a din, there was a Chidush Harim, Chidush Rebbe. He has Shadus Achuvus also. So in one of his Shadus Achuvus, he has a fascinating vort that he has one line based on a Chuvah and a Chasam Sefer. There is a din in the Gemara, Eim Avat L'Nisa L'Chatchila. You're not allowed to pour in little chazer schmaltz into a pot full of vegetable soup, that everything is kosher, and I know that I'm going to have shishim against it, so that's not allowed. So what if the whole thing that I'm pouring in is only an Issa de Rabbanon? So then the Mechaber paskins that the Rabbanon, Avat L'Nisa L'Chatchila. So why should the Ramah says it's not true. Ramah says even by Nisa de Rabbanon, it's only mutar under very limited circumstance. It's not such a blanket like the Mechaber has. So according to the Mechaber, what's the Geder Hadin? Why should it be that Eim Avat Nisa L'Chatchil by Nisa Deraisa by Nisa Rabbanon is Mutter? So the Chiddush Arim has in one line in the middle of a tshuva, he says, because the din of Eim of Atonis and Lachatchil is because it's an act of harama. You're using a legal fiction. I'm going to pour in a little chazer shmaltz. I know that in every bowl of vegetable soup that I'm going to be drinking, I'm going to have a tiny drop of mashahu of chazer shmaltz mixed in. So now I'm eating chazer shmaltz, but I did it with a dreidel. I did it in such a way that I know it's bottle b'shishim. So he said that's a violation of harama. That's what the Chiddush Arim says based on a chasam sefer's lashon. That's an isur of harama, and the Mechaba holds that harama is mutar under rabbanans and osar under raisins. As the Gemara says, harama b'der rabbanan is mutar, harama b'der raisin is not mutar. So this whole story, harama b'der rabbanan, harama b'der raisin, bal yeroe with taruvas chamas, this whole story is all the Bechor Shor with the Chiddush Arim. This is all because they understood the Gemara like the Bechor Shor, that harama b'der rabbanan, the word harama in the Gemara has the same meaning as the harama in the literature of the Achronim. In the Achronim's literature, the word haram means to utilize a legal fiction. So they said in the Gemara also, the Gemara makes a distinction between haram and derais haram and rabbanan. Posh of Shad, the Gemara is that they're not using the word haram with the, in the same usage that the Achronim used. They're not talking about a legal fiction. What's the story over here? This Talmid Chacham went outright and he violated an Issa de Rabbanan. There's an Issa, you're not allowed to row a boat, and you're not allowed to go onto a boat, al das, that the boat should be, ferry should be taken to the other side of the river. This is an outright violation. The only thing is, he made it look like an accident. He made believe that he really went to the boat in order to take a nap. Also, v'noim b'mavro, he went to take a nap on the boat. V'obalahach, he said, he went to the other side, then he wakes up and he says, oh, I took a nap, and look what happened. The ferry took me to the other side. That's where he wanted to go. So he made it look like an accident. So this is not harama, legal fiction. Mamish, he violated the Issa derabbanan. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to violate an Issa deraisa, even if you make it look like an accident. But you're permitted to, if you're a tzurva midirabbanan, if you're a Talmid Chacham, we allow you, we permit you to violate an Issa derabbanan if you make it look like an accident. That's what it says in the Gemara. What does that mean? It's the hapela. How can it be? He's outright in violation of the Issa. It's not that he did a legal fiction. So Mestama, here you have to say pshat, like we distinguished. There are two categories of prohibitions, midirabbanan and hilchas shabbos. You have gzeiris midirabbanan, and you have malachas midirabbanan. So if they instituted a malacha midirabbanan, they have no right to institute an Issa derabbanan ever, unless there's some concern. Ushmartem es mishmarti, asum mishmaris mishmarti. You only have a right to institute an Issa derabbanan if you're concerned. You have a serious concern that people are going to come to violate an Issa derais. If your concern is far-fetched, it's a milsa de lo shchicha lo goz berabonon. The Chacham have no right to be gozer if they're just afraid once in 1,000 years someone's going to do another. So it has to be a real concern that people are going to violate something. So all of the dinim de rabbonon have to have a gzeira involved. Everything is a gzeira. But the shail is, what motivated the Chacham to institute the Issa derabbanan is a hashash. If we won't institute this, people will violate an Issa deraisa. So the question is, after they established the Issa derabbanan, did they establish it as a gzeira? Or did they even make it more serious? They established it perhaps as a malacha midirabbanan. The motivation to establish either gzeira or malacha midirabbanan has to be because it concerned people will come to violate an Issa deraisa. Everything has to be based on a gzeira, but is that where they left it? They're motivated by to make Exera, and they made Exera. Or do you say, no, they were motivated to make Exera, and then they elevated it to the level of a Malach and Rabban. So if it would have been a Malach and the Rabbanon, so it's not Mutter for Tzuv and the Rabbanon either. No one's allowed to violate a Malach and the Rabbanon. But if you're only dealing with Exera the Rabbanon, we don't permit you to do this, lest this will lead you to do that. Yeah, but if I'm a Talmud Chacham, and I know that that's also, so what do they have to ask for me? Let them ask for the Hamoinam. What do they ask for the Talmud Chacham? So that's what the Gemara says. They can't. You can't make Exer the Rabbanon like that. Gemara's Lashon is Yomru. People will say, Kol Asreken Asur and Asreken Baisis Mutorit. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to make Asreken Hamitsuyarim B'Pesach. We use matzah mel. So you can have the matzah mel sit in water liyar nevoit. Since it was baked already, so it's not Bola Dechimitz. But Bizman HaGemara, they didn't have this patent of matzah mel. So they used to have regular flour, Pesach bigger flour, the flour that they use in the matzah factories to make the matzahs with. So regular flour, if you let it sit too long, it's going to turn into chametz. So they took the regular flour, and they would make cookies with it. So we allow you to make cookies. But if you're going to make tchotchkalach on the cookies, fancy designs. So we don't allow that. The balabaster may spend so much time making the design on the cookies, it may turn into chametz, and she won't realize that it was bala de chametz. So this fellow, Bises, he had special shapes. He had special what do you call molds that you that you make the cookies all the same cookie mold. 1, 2, 3. He can make the fancy design on the cookies faster than the balabasta could bake cookies without a faster design. Everything by him was mass production. He can do everything faster. So he asked the shaila, is it permissible for him to make the molds on the cookies, to use his cookie molds on Pesach, because it's not going to take so much time? So they said, "What? No." They said, "Yom kol asreikin asurin, asreikin baisis matorin." The people will not understand that. The balabatim, the hamoinam won't understand. No one is allowed to use fancy designs except for baisis ben zayin. So everyone will say, "I also have a fancy mold. I'm going to be careful. I'm going to have a stopwatch. Someone's going to remind me." So you can't have exera derabana like that. Every other person is going to say, it doesn't apply to me. It only applies to the other guy. All the exeras will fall apart. So the Gemara says, a Talmid Chacham who knows the dinim also is not allowed to violate exera derabana. Lo yimboy that is not allowed to violate amalacha derabana. Even exera derabana is not allowed to violate. The reason for the exera doesn't apply to him. That's what a loy plug is all about. Yomer kolas reikan asurin reikan baisis mitorim. However, the Gemara says, if you're only dealing with Exera de Rabbanon, and the fellow's a Talmid Chacham, and he knows what Sasser is, knows what's Mutter, so you can make it look like an accident, because the people will not look and say, look, he did it so we can do it also. No, he took a nap on the ferry. He didn't ask the ferry driver to take him to the other side. So if he makes it look like an accident, then we say, Harama bidder Rabbanon is Mutter. This Harama de Rabbanon is not a legal fiction. He's outright in violation of the Exera. But it's a gzera that was made beloy plug. Really, it's not fair that we ask her for a Talmid Chacham. He knows what's us, he knows what's mutter. But you have no choice. It's like streike baisis mutterin. You can't make a gzera for some people and other people not. But if the Talmid Chacham makes it look like an accident, then the Gemara says that it's okay. So that's the pashup shot in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't seem at all to be talking about harame and the usage that the achrenim had. It doesn't seem at all to be talking about legal fiction. So getting back over here, this Gemara in Tzadikeim and Aleph says, Isha Chachoma, Mirabetz is Beisa B'Shabbos. Rashi translates, what's a Chachoma? If she's an Eishes Talmid Chacham, a Bas Talmid Chacham, Shoshama Me'avia, she's a learned woman. And the first price says, Arotza L'Rabbis is Beisa B'Shabbos, you should make it look like an accident. Rochitz Pana B'Zavizu, Yoda B'Zavizu, Ragla B'Zavizu, Nim Tzabayis B'Shabbos Me'elo. Why do you have to do it like that? If it's Mutal L'Rabbis, it's Mutal L'Rabbis. The answer is no. The Bryce is assuming that there's an Issa de Rabbanon over here. That Hamarabates, if you hold like Rab Lazer, it's an Issa de Raisa. So how are you allowed to violate an Issa de Raisa? Obviously, the Bryce is going with the opinion of Chacham and Vaisa Mishum Shvus. Echazer Echazer, in Allah Mishum Shvus, is an Issa de Rabbanon. Shalol de Rabbates, it's Sosim de Rabbanon. The last line on the Daf, right before the Mishnah. We allow Mirabates. That's a third sheet. There's one sheet of Merabitz and Sinisa deraisa, one sheet of Sinisa derabanan, and the last line there is that it's mutam mikolakol. So the Gemara is not working within the middle sheet. The Merabitz is Sinisa derabanan, not Sinisa deraisa. So the Gemara is assuming that it's not a malachi, even with the Rabbanan. The Gemara is assuming that Merabitz is only a gzera. And they left it on the level of a gzera. So if it's a tsurva, with the Rabbanan is doing it. Anisha chachoma, bas tamah chacham, or a fellow who knows what it says in the braisa. One who knows what it says in the Braise is permitted to do Harama. That's the same as this Gemara on Kuf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. There's such a similar Gemara in Beitza also about salting the bones, salting the, if you shecht it on Yontif, you don't want it to get ruined. More talks about salting it, you do it in the fashion of Haram, it's only Mutter for Tzurv Med Rabban. Same as over here. It's a special heter. Haram is Mutter for Tzurv Med Rabban. And harama does mean a legal fiction. This is a different kind of harama. He makes it look like an accident. So he washes until it's a dime over here, and he washes the kosas over there, and the ketonius over there. So it's not noticeable, it's not really visible that he did the mirabits. So under those circumstances, it would be permissible.
Yeah,
this pool itself is awesome. I don't know. Why shouldn't you're asking? Why shouldn't there be a malachim in the Rabbanim? I don't know. Taisvis, why does Taisvis hold? Taisvis explains only mid the Rabbana. Why is it only the Rabbana? So, how does the Tanakhama hold that is the Raisa? I don't have any miskavein. By Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's only mid the Rabbana. That's the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamadala. The Taisvis says Tanakhama holds that it's a psik reisha. And the last line, the Gemara says, "Uhidn on the Sfirlon, Kirab Shimon, Shari," means it's not a psik reisha. It's only plain Dovashen miskavein. And what is the second Tanam of Chacham and Moisa Mishum Shvus? What does he hold? What does he hold? That it's also Mishum Shvus. So he clearly holds that's not, it's not a psikreshe. If it's a psikreshe, it should be an Issa Deraisa. But he says it's also Mishum Shvus that Dovashenim is Kaven. Dovashenim is Kaven and Kola Terukul is an Issa Deraisa. But on Shabbos, it can't be Deraisa because of the lack of Malachas Mashavis. Taisu says on Mem Aleph on the days. So the Yasid, Dovashenim is Kaven in the Rabbonim. But still, sof kol sof, bottom line is lacking melechus machshavas. So, mistame, that's what it means. If it lacks melechus machshavas, you can't even declare it as a melacha mid rabbanon. To qualify as a melacha mid rabbanon, you have to have melechus machshavas. So, sometimes we'll declare that mid rabbanon, we call it melechus machshavas. Let's say, ein svicha legufa. So, you can say, ein svicha legufa is a melacha mid rabbanon. Because mid rabbanon will declare it as a melechus machshavas. So here, if the Gemara allows haram, if it's surfa mid rabbanon, so what it means is, even with the Rabbanon, they didn't declare that a Dovashayna Miskavein is a Malachas Machshavas. No, they made a Gzerah. Dovashayna Miskavein, they made a Gzerah to be Mashva Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorkula. Shar Kol HaTorkula Dovashayna Miskavein is in Issa Deraisa. So they were Machman Shabbos in the Rabbanon, despite the fact that it's lacking Malachas Machshavas, they asked him the Rabbanon. So if it's lacking Malachas Machshavas, it can't even be a Malachim in the Rabbanon. Not that they said Midir Rabbanon, this is enough to be considered Malach Malshevus. It's not even Malach Malshevus, Midir Rabbanon. That's lachar what you have to say here. So Mechudish Diki Gemar. It only applies to Tzur from Midir Rabbanon. So that's why Bizman Hazeh is not quoted Lalocha. They're not Tziyun, because we assume that ain't Tamachachim Bizman Hazeh. So there's no Tzur from Midir Rabbanon, so the Heter doesn't apply. Okay. Let's just start one ounce late. Okay, so tomorrow, Blineta will have to start Perek Aboina. Good. Daf Kuf based on this.